We are so excited to be joined by a friend of ours. Her name is Stacy Stone, works at WGTS in Washington, D.C. She is an on-air host, but she is also a...
licensed professional counselor. Stacy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here. I have to tell you guys, though, the allergies in our part of the country are really bad right now. So I have adjusted my allergy medicine. So if I start talking a little slowly, you guys can kind of wake me up, okay?
Sure.
We will do our best. Well, the reason why we are connecting up with you is right now in the news, mental health is the big hot topic. And I'm glad that we are having that conversation because Simone Biles and gymnastics aside and Olympics aside, we have kids that are facing that. And that's why we're connecting with you. Can you just kind of open up the book on all that right now?
Oh, I can. Absolutely. And I really love the fact that you mentioned kids because that's what this is all about right now. So we know about Simone Biles and how she came out and she said, the weight of the world was on my shoulders. And I knew the minute she said that she was beginning to feel the pressure. Whenever we're talking about sports psychology, we look at stress, anxiety, tension, and aggression. And so we're staying in the anxiety portion with Simone because she specifically said, I had to do my mindfulness. I had to take care of myself. And so she was role modeling what needs to happen. We also had Naomi Osaka earlier, who was eliminated from the Olympics, and she specifically said the pressure was too much for her in her first year. So the main point, really, is that all of these athletes prepared for this Olympics for last year. And so they had the pressure of last year's Olympics all the way through to this year.
Mm.
So if you go to the 50,000-foot view and you look down, there are kids right now that are feeling that exact same pressure. Now, you may be going, no, they're not Olympic athletes. No, they're marching band participants and actors that are going to be on school plays and football players and basketball players. But they also had to put everything off for a year. And so they're facing the same pressure.
That's a really good perspective, Stacy. I have 4 kids. Jeremy has 2 kids. And involved in all sorts of things. I have kids that are athletes. Jeremy, you have a daughter who's in the musicals and does the choir thing. And these pressures are not just unique to those who are performing in sports.
No, not at all. And too, if it's simply entering a school building this year for the first time in 18 months, 20 months, whatever it is, that pressure is real too. So, you know, you may be sitting back thinking, you know, my kids really don't want to be involved in all these things this year. You know, you have to listen to them this year because right now they're literally gearing up their own minds so that they can walk through the school door.
And we talked about that a little bit. We may not know exactly what's going on in their heads and hearts as they may be dealing with this internally. So how is it that we can pay attention and find out maybe that's where they're at? And once we do that, what are some ways that we can help them out?
Well, it's really interesting because you said inside their head. You know, we can pull from the Olympic athletes as an example. I really feel like Simone Biles has opened up a door for parents to sit down and talk to their kids and say, hey, you know what? What have they taught you about mental health? What have you heard someone say about somebody who has depression or anxiety? Have you ever heard somebody say that they're weak? Have you ever heard someone say that they just need to get over it? You know, that's not okay.
Mm.
So you need to be able to really find out the experience of your own child, for one thing. And then go by age group. What's appropriate to talk to a first grader about, obviously, is not appropriate to talk to a ninth grader about, but they are still feeling pressures. I work with 12 years old and up, but I have a lot of friends that work with 3-year-olds and 4-year-olds and 5-year-olds who are experiencing anxiety because their lives changed last year.
Mm.
Even if they, you know, are little ones who are supposed to be playing with Legos and not worrying about the world, their lives changed because mom and dad were suddenly at home or mom and dad were stressing about what they had to do. So it's very important to pay attention to the age groups. It's also really important to ask them, hey, what do you know?
Stacy, do you have any good recommendations for those of us who have kids that are going off to college where we want to be in tune with what they're doing, but we also want to give them a bit of freedom? Is there a good way to open up a conversation with them?
There is. I think they're probably more than likely watching Simone Biles on TikTok or some other person on TikTok or something else, you know, some other platform, maybe Facebook or Instagram, who is talking about this. I saw Dwayne The Rock Johnson a couple of weeks ago came out, and he had said it before, but he came out and explained his own depression. Mm. And I thought, that is really cool. I mean, they're seeing it. So don't be the parent that is the only one that's not mentioning it, you know, because they're hearing all these people talk about it. And while I respect them for coming out and talking about it, they're not really giving the resources that the kids need. You know, they're not giving them the breathing techniques. Simone Biles talked about that, you know, how she had to bring her anxiety down. They're not really giving them a plan. And that's where a professional counselor comes in, because you get the tools. You get a plan. You get somebody that's on your team.
Where would be a really great place for people to get resources to start getting help?
Well, I actually brought three, because the American Association of Christian Counselors.net, it's AACC.net, is a good place to go if you're specifically looking for a Christian counselor. Or if you have a hard time finding one in your area, psychologytoday.com is also a really great search. But if you have any feelings whatsoever that you might complete suicide or you've thought about completing suicide, please call 1-800-273-8255.
We're speaking with Stacy Stone, licensed professional counselor. And Stacy, I had this thought pop into my head that having time with a counselor or having these breathing exercises is kind of, once you have the anxiety, is there anything that can be done on the front end? Are there things to avoid? Like, is social media an influence in getting to that state of mental health unwellness where you do need to do something? Like, what are some precautionary steps that you can take?
Yeah, I'm not picking on social media, but you could add the news in there.
Yeah.
You can add people that talk negatively to you. You know, you can add all kinds of different categories to this, but you literally can feel it building up. I've heard it described as a teapot with a cork inside of it. Mm. And you can feel the pressure building up until the cork pops, and then you can't control it, or the teapot explodes. And so that's what it feels like. If you are texting with someone who is texting negatively, just like it says in Psalm, you have to guard your heart, your mind, and everything around you from the negativity. And so keep that in mind whenever you're experiencing different things.
And I think one of the things that's important to remember is sometimes this anxiety or depression, it manifests itself in different ways for different people. For one child, it might look one way. For another child, it might look completely different.
That is so true. You know, whenever we go back to the Olympic athletes, you know, Naomi Osaka did not withdraw. She went all the way through, but she was eliminated early. You know, and so that was somebody who pushed through, but at the same time, you know, was really, really hurting. And so, you know, the question becomes, did anyone know what she was going through? Did she say to anyone what was going on? And so that would be an example of a child that just keeps going. Just, you know, okay, yes, I feel this way. Yes, some anxiety is good. That's how they achieve what they achieve, is by having a good anxiety. But when it gets to the negative level, then the child might not know how to express themselves. Then you've got the one like me. I was literally called an anxious child growing up, you know, because everything was, I don't think I want to do that. Oh, I don't think that's a good idea. Oh, I, you know, and so I did miss out on a lot of really great chances. And when I did something, when I pushed through to the other side, it took a lot of effort. And my parents realized that, and so they respected that.
Now, Stacy, if I was a soccer player and I got injured, I would have no issues, you know, showing my friends that I, you know, broke my ankle or I, you know, broke my arm. But when it comes to issues of the mental sort, we want to keep it bottled up inside. What do you suppose is the reason why this is such a harder topic to touch on?
Well, I think we saw the reactions this week, and some of them were not positive.
Mm.
And so I know parents want to be in tune with their children and talking to their children, you know, but I have a friend whose husband literally is a rub a dirt on it kind of guy.
Mm.
You know, he's like, just cowboy up, get up, you know, you're not doing this. And so she's had to work with him to find what he believes about mental health and to actually have discussions with him to be able to say, hey, you know, sometimes rubbing dirt on it's not going to fix it.
I think, too, important to give ourselves and each other some grace as well, because for many of us as parents, we're learning about this for the first time. Yeah, we dealt with it as kids, and our parents did it in the best way they could, but there's so much more of an awareness now, and I think kids are going through a lot of struggles now that even 20 years ago we didn't go through, and so just trying to do our best to handle things properly, but also, like, it's okay to reach out for help. It's fine to go to a therapist and spend some time together, because a lot of times your brain is a jumbled place and you can't sort through it on your own.
That is so true. And also, I feel like God's calling on my life is to challenge others in some way, because I really want people to begin to think about mental health differently. I want them to begin to, like you said, Jeremy, if somebody twists their ankle, you know, and they are injured, then, you know, it's okay. But if you're injured mentally in some way, then it's not, you know, in some areas. And specifically the church, I really challenge the church a lot. So at the very beginning of our discussion today, I mentioned that the allergies are terrible here, and they truly are, and I truly have to adjust my allergy medicine all the time to get used to it. But I want to ask very clearly, if I had said, you know what, the doctor adjusted my Prozac this week, so if you'll just give me some grace, or the doctor, you know, my clonazepam or my Xanax or whatever it was, if I said that at the beginning of this interview, would you have continued to listen to me?
Wow.
That's good stuff, Stacy. Stacy Stone, a licensed professional counselor, it's been a treat to be able to talk with you, open the discussion on mental health and well-being. As people are listening, as we're wrapping up, what else do you want to just, you know, lay on the line or share one more thing, one more nugget to just leave a lasting impression with people today?
I always like to say to people that I want to give them one thing to take with them. And so if you take your hand, flat hand, right hand, and you put it over your heart, like you're saying the Pledge of Allegiance, and you feel your heartbeat right there, then just know that God created you to feel that heartbeat. He put the breath of life in your lungs, and he wants you to know that he is right there with you. So every time you have any form of anxiety or depression, and you just need that reminder, just put your hand over your heart and feel your heartbeat and know that God is right there with you.
Stacy, so good. Thank you for giving us the tools and for the talk. Just really good to connect with you once again and also hear some good wisdom. Appreciate you so much.
Oh, I'm always here for you guys. Thank you so much, you too. Take care of each other.